Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
Between the stories that we go through and experience living this world. So,
and the interesting thing about you and about our friendship is, as most of the listeners know, it's really hard to read for yourself as an intuitive person. And so I know that we kind of lean on each other during difficult times to know what's going on. And sometimes you'll ask me to tune in with Robin and give a little more of the intuitive insight. And then I will often call you and say, what's going on? The energy's crazy. I can't sleep. I just don't feel myself. And so I'm so blessed to be able to turn to you and ask those types of questions.
Oh, thank you so much. And the feeling is mutual. Definitely, I call you, so I'm dating a new guy. Is he a psycho or what? You know, that's the usual topic for us.
Yeah, and I think it's so amazing how this is actually the week that we're doing the show, and there's so many things energetically that's going on.
There are. Actually, tomorrow is a huge day. Do you want me to get into that now, or do you want to save that for later? You tell me.
Well, first I'd like you to tell the listeners a little bit about how you got into astrology and started on this path.
Sure, I would love to. Basically, the quick version is that my soul has done this many lifetimes before, and we're even talking back to ancient Egypt, aligning the pyramids with the stars. But you're probably talking this lifetime, so in a nutshell, it's definitely been, you know, we'll focus on the here and the now. I'll get grounded like a good tourist that I am. So, see, the laughing is already going to start. It's great. It's great. So, it's definitely been a long journey to get to where I am, but it's been about rediscovering who I am, and that's part of my journey. So, I guess the best thing I could say is ever since I was little, I've always known that I was here to do something different and something big, but I never really knew what that was. And so as I got older, I have a background in design and architecture. So I was always doing something creative. And I've always been very intuitive. And in fact, I would actually get a lot of my projects that I would design through dreams during grad school. So that was good. But I was also, yeah, so that was great. But, you know, I didn't really think that I could do much with that. You know, I just thought as being intuitive and, you know, kind of left it at that. But I was very, you know, kind of unsatisfied in my work. You know, I love design, but I knew that there was something more. And the one thing I can say to everyone is you have to trust your gut. No matter what anyone says to you, you know what's best for you. So I always knew that there was something more that I should be doing. So after a lot of soul searching, I actually met someone, and he read my chart one night, and I didn't really know him. And I was so amazed with what he told me. Without even knowing me, just from based on my chart, you know, my behavioral patterns and some of my deepest needs, that I went home that night and I read everything I could about astrology, literally until the sun came up. And then the rest was history. I just absolutely picked it up from there, and I started taking classes and I taught myself. And, you know, it takes years to really grasp astrology, but it's something, again, that my soul remembers. So I picked it up and I love what I do.
And it just felt familiar to you, like you've been doing it forever, right?
It did. Absolutely.
Completely get that. And that opens up beautifully to kind of, as I had mentioned, the story about how we met. You've even touched on how it was really spirit that brought you to that workshop, and it was something that happened kind of spontaneous. So I think we should share with the listeners kind of how that happened.
Absolutely.
I was actually in Los Angeles doing a show, and as I had mentioned, I was planning to teach an advanced mediumship class. And basically the people that attended, they could sign up ahead of time or there could be walk-ins. So we'll take it from there.
So I saw the expo, and I was going to go with a friend, and then he, at the last minute, couldn't go. And so, you know, Saturday I didn't go. And then Sunday around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I just got this overwhelming urge. I was actually out with people, and I left. And I said, I need to go to the expo. And they're like, okay, you know, whatever, do what you need to do. They didn't want to come with me. So I got the address, and I drove over there. I just knew I had to go. And I didn't even know what time it ended. So I got there, and right when I walked in, they said to me, oh, are you here for the mediumship workshop or lecture? And I said, I am, as a matter of fact. I didn't even know what they were talking about. So I said, sure. And so I handed my credit card, you know, because I knew that this is what something I wanted to do, but I'm like, I don't know exactly what's going on. So I walk in, and then when I see you, everything fell together, because before this, I started having dreams, and you were in my dream. And I didn't know who you were, though, until I walked in the room, and that's when I knew that I was supposed to be there. So Spirit definitely brought me there. Again, listening to your intuition and your guides. You do amazing things.
Absolutely. And then my whole take on it was, you know, I had started off the class, and it was supposed to be about the physiological things that happen in the physical body when we're perceiving things from Spirit as a medium. And so that is considered an advanced level class. But as it happens, you know, you always have to meet Spirit where Spirit is, or where you're put to serve in that moment. And so as I'm starting the class, I had a few students right away asking, what is a chakra? And, you know, that's a wonderful question, but that's a little bit more on the intro part of spirituality and understanding energy. So I'm thinking in my head at this point, and my guide is talking a mile a minute, and I'm thinking in my head, oh, my goodness, I have to adjust everything, because if the majority of the students are really just starting out and don't understand a chakra point, this is just not going to, they're not in the right place to take in this information. And I look over, and there's Danielle in beautiful Danielle style, just looking gorgeous and a good student and everything and all prepared. And I look and I notice slowly that your aura is changing and that you're just like really uncomfortable with the situation. And it took me a second to figure out, okay, is it because she's not in the right class? And then I look more, you know, more intently, and I ask Robin to give me more insight. And I see this beautiful purple, like, aura around you, which, of course, purple is the indigo color for the third eye. And I'm like, wow, she's sick. Okay, so this class is definitely not too much for her. What's going on? Because her energy is changing really quickly. And so then all of a sudden, you raise your hand, and I say something, or I say, please, you know, say your name, or who are you? And you say your name, and you're like, Are we gonna get to the more advanced topic?
Leave it to me to get, you know, straight to the point and be direct. Yeah. Well, I just, you know, didn't want to waste my time, and, you know, I paid for this, so I want to get my money's worth.
Exactly. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, she's totally ready for what I had prepared to teach, but how am I gonna teach mediumship and connecting with the physiological anatomy of the physical body to other students that are not even familiar with, you know, with the aura or balancing the energy or, you know, the things that you think about when you're starting out. So I tried with Robin's help to start to begin to get into the mediumship and the anatomy as much as I could, but before I could get, you know, a few sentences out of my mouth, there'd be another more elementary type question. I was like, oh, this poor girl. So
meanwhile, I'm sitting in an aura field that's bright red, probably because I'm so annoyed.
But as the class progressed, I was sort of able to, I got the class to divide up. And the ones that, you know, that I had said they were new on their journey, or this was new topics for them, I kind of had them on the right side. And then you had already placed yourself, or Spirit had placed you on the left, and the people that were on the left side of the room had more experience and more understanding. So I would address the more, you know, beginner questions, and then for the other half of the room try to get a little more detailed, trying to balance it out so that every person in the room could get something from it. And then your aura started to be, you know, calmer and a little bit more like it was when you first came in. And you asked, I will never forget, because you asked some of the most intriguing questions. I remember you asking about karma and like if karma shows up in the aura. And you mentioned that you were working with your own energy healer, and you were asking questions about the energetic work and how it interplays with mediumship. And I loved it because as the teacher, you were also challenging me to ask my guide even more in-depth questions. And I'm like, wait a second, this girl is in this class and we're meeting for a reason. And I just felt this connection with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it ended up working out, and the class was great. But that was definitely an experience before that.
And then it really works out in a mutual type of way because I've helped you to develop more of your mediumship, and you certainly have helped me understand astrology. And one thing I have definitely learned as we've become closer and we've learned from each other is that I am a true Gemini.
Really? Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. So here's my disclaimer. We're definitely way more than our sun sign, so that's what a lot of people don't realize, but the sun sign is a big part of you. So, yes, you are definitely have a lot of Gemini-like qualities, and I happen to attract Geminis to me because my Venus is in Gemini, so I can relate to that. But being that I'm a Taurus, I'm more grounded. You know, when someone says they're going to call, I think they should call, and that doesn't happen with you all the time. So definitely a Gemini, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm definitely, you know, I can be very scattered because I'm up there connecting with my guide,
mm-hmm.
and I love it because you understand that, and you understand
yep.
my energy and where that comes from, and that it's just part of who I am. And
absolutely.
I also, you know, I appreciate and love your energy, and I love what you do because with the astrology charts, it is, like, planned out. It is a chart. And so there's more structure with it, and it helps to put things that are sometimes to seem illogical into a logical form. But what's great
exactly.
about you that I feel that separates you from other astrologers is because you are so intuitively connected, you're able to blend the more, you know, chart element, logic element of astrology with your intuitive side. So you get the information from your guide and from your intuition, but then you can also use that information to understand the chart better. So I think this would be a great place to kind of explain what an astrology chart is.
Absolutely. And, yeah, thank you for that introduction. I appreciate that. So basically, let me just kind of start with what astrology is, or the definition of that, and then I'll go into the birth chart because I think that will help people understand. So I looked this up because I wanted the exact definition. This is my logical side. And so astrology is basically the study of the movement and relative positions of the celestial bodies as having an influence on human affairs. So basically, we're all energy. Everything around us is energy, and it's actually silly to think that such powerful energies above don't affect us below. You know, we're not invincible to that. You know, our ego would like to think so, but we're not. You know, the moon affects the tides. It affects our emotions. When it's a full moon, there's more, you know, crazy things happening. So, you know, all that is related. So what I do is really help people understand a deeper understanding of the universe and how it relates to them. So being the Taurus that I am, the earth sign, I ground down the energy into the physical world. And I use my logic and my intuition that I get from my guides as well to help them understand. So that's kind of a background of what astrology is in terms of what a birth chart is.
Right,
Your birth chart, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, go on.
And the thing that I love also about, you know, as we were saying, it's really hard to read for yourself sometimes as a psychic and a medium. And so when I feel like things are going crazy or the energy is still overwhelming or I feel extra sensitive or even I want more insight about a personal matter, I can just call you up or connect with you and say, you know, can you tell me what's going on in the chart as it relates to me and this other person? Or is there something energetically that I'm not seeing or feeling intuitively that you can pick up from the chart? And not only are you able to then look at my chart as it relates to the situation or the person that I'm talking about, but you can intuitively pick up information that goes along with it that I can't pick up or perceive for myself because I'm too close to it. And I love how it's like having, I think you had mentioned to me before, it's like having a blueprint of an actual situation or
right.
of certain right. aspects that are going on energetically.
Right, right. And so what you're referring to, so if people aren't familiar with the birth chart, your birth chart is an energetic blueprint of your soul in this lifetime. So it's basically your inner workings. And everyone has a unique birth chart, and it goes down to the minute you were born. So it's based on your date, your location, so the latitude and longitude, and your exact birth time. And, you know, I strongly believe that we choose our exact time that we're going to be born in this lifetime. So we fall under the energies specifically because those energies are going to help us carry out our karma and fulfill our dharma in this lifetime. So, you know, again, it's a blueprint. And so it's no surprise that my background was in architecture many, many years ago because, again, what I do is read blueprints to help people understand. But then it's, you know, we all have free will. On our free will, how we're going to use the energies. And so I help people understand the energies that they're born under because sometimes they're hard energies. Sometimes we don't get why we do the things we do, you know. So I break it down and explain the behavioral patterns, the stories, you know, what kind of partner would be good for you, really help people excel in their life so they can make more confident and better decisions moving forward.
So would you say that it's kind of like you present a bigger picture of the map, letting us know which directions we could go and what might work or not work for different situations such as maybe career or for life purpose?
Absolutely. That's
sort of how you describe it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm basically shining the light on to your journey. So it's the roadmap, and I'm kind of giving you the legend or, you know, the light and kind of showing you, okay, let's go through this door. This is going to be a better one for you. You know, this might be a windy road, but this is what your soul signed up for, or this is going to be a better path. This is where your happiness is going to come from. You know, there's so much in a chart, but it is, it's a guide, really, to help people in their life.
That actually opens the door beautifully to two other things that I wanted to mention.
Well, there you go. I'm just reading your mind right now, aren't I?
Exactly. We're definitely on the same wavelength, so that's pretty cool. But one other thing I wanted to mention was that not only are you able to kind of zone in on particular situations, but one of the things that you do that I haven't seen a lot of other astrologers do, and if I'm wrong, forgive me, but from my experience, I haven't, is that sometimes when you feel guided or when it's needed, you'll give like a follow-up chart understanding or energy understanding of something that you've addressed to the client once you've had time to kind of process the information that you've given them, because sometimes the chart can cover so many different aspects. It's hard to kind of take it all in at one time. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, there's so much information, and it's, you know, it's impossible to go over everything in just, you know, an hour or a little over an hour during a reading. So, yeah, I definitely do follow-up. You know, you can kind of look at me as a life coach, but in order to, you know, not just a life coach to kind of help people be positive, but I'm really anchoring it into your specific needs. Through my intuition, because I can feel you, I can feel your energy, I can see what's going on, and based on your chart, so your soul, this is what you signed up for. So it's really, you know, like a life coach on steroids, and then, you know, people could come back, yeah, life coach on steroids. I mean, that's what I'm going to put on my website, I think.
But a little more gentle than that.
Well, yeah. I know, I'm very sarcastic too, but
yeah,
not when I'm doing my readings. I take my readings very seriously. So most of my clients wouldn't even know how sarcastic that I am because I have this. I have two sides to me, you know. I'm very nurturing. That's my Cancer moon, very sensitive myself, and I'm an empath, so I feel people's pain because I'm in that world so much. You know, you need to have fun and you need to play. And you need to balance it out. So I'm definitely have that sarcastic side. And then when we're together, it's just a mess.
And the other thing that I wanted to touch on, since you had mentioned it, is that for text readings or for taking callers, we're going to have some callers call in with their birth date and their birth time. I know that's important. And then if you are looking into that and looking at the different aspects about the chart, I believe you're going to focus on the purpose, the soul purpose, or why they're here. From what you can tell in the chart, looking into that, I can also look into some psychic information until you kind of have that together, because a chart reading can't happen always as quickly as a psychic reading, correct?
Right. Yeah, it'll take me a minute to enter the information into a chart, and then I pull it up. So, yeah, definitely your psychic reading would be great while I'm doing that. And then, yeah, I'm just going to focus on their north node. And the north node in this lifetime is basically the main reason why you incarnated. It's your soul's purpose. So it's your dharma. And so I'm just going to touch on that. You know, it's so detailed, but it's impossible to get into everything. But we'll touch on that. And, you know, if something else is jumping out at me psychically, I'll talk about that as well. So.
And before we take a little break and then take the callers, just tell the listeners where they can find you, where they can find out about your readings, and just find out more about you in general.
Yeah, they can go to my website. It is www.com, and that's Paige, P-A-I-G-E. So Healing Paige, they can go there and sign up for my newsletter. I actually am going to be giving away a free 30-minute reading. So if people want to sign up, they can be entered in. So they can read my blog.
Yay!
Yeah, and go to my website. So it's healingpaige.com.
And, you know, everyone that I have on the show, I've experienced their gifts. I'm very connected to them. So I only put those people that I really feel work with the highest intention and are really light-filled and really are gifted on this planet. And I can tell you, just by reading Danielle's blogs, my body vibrates, like my soul resonates with what you write in your blog. So please, listeners, check out her blogs because they will impact you. And it's like your soul understands something that sometimes your logical mind's like, what? But your soul will resonate with it and it immediately raises your vibration and helps you understand what's going on energetically and intuitively. So definitely check those out. And we'll take a little break, and then we'll get to the callers, if that's okay with you.
That sounds great.
Yay!
Excellent, everybody. So you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. If you want to call in, make sure you have your birth date, birth time, and birth location ready. The call-in number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. You're currently listening to Spiritual Connections Radio with Melissa Heppner. She is on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can find out more about her and her shows and other shows that appear here by going to the website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right, Danielle and Melissa, you guys ready?
Absolutely.
I am ready.
All right. All right, Gail, you're on.
Oh, hello. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for including me in the show. Lovely to meet you, Melissa and Danielle.
Hi.
Thank you.
I'm Gail from Australia. So my birth details are that I was born in Toowoomba. It's an Aboriginal name, I believe, so it's a bit of a mouthful. Toowoomba in Queensland in Australia. And I was born on the 19th of February, 1958, at 5:40 p.m., if that's helpful to you.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, you said 5:40 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, 5. All right, I'm just going to pull up your stuff here.
Thank you. No, I really appreciate you allowing us this opportunity.
You're welcome.
I'm so happy that you called in because I love your accent. It makes me long for all my friends in Australia. I miss them so much. I love them. I love your country. I love it, love it, love it. And I can't wait to get back. So I'm so
yes, you'd be very welcome here, Melissa. I've followed you a little bit. You've got a connection with Lisa Williams too, don't you, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, and
yes.
I've done some training with Lisa, and so I've followed you a little bit with your career. It's wonderful what you're doing. Good for you.
Thank you. While Danielle pulls up your information and looks at the chart, do you have like a question or something you'd like me to look into with my guide, Rob?
Yeah, well, I'm in a little bit of, I'm in a very big change period in my life. I retired from 35 years in working in education, and I'm a student with Deborah King, learning her energy medicine techniques, as well as I've learnt a few other modalities. And I've just I'm in the process of starting out, but I don't know if it's the full moon energy right now with the eclipse, but I'm just feeling really uneasy. And you know, I have my days of not feeling at all confident that this career will take off, but I really want it to. I feel so passionate about it, which is why I left education after so long working for the government. And I really want to be of service to people in this way, but I have my days of not feeling too confident about being able to with so many healers, so many people are going through the same process right now, that you know, the change of energies. A lot of people are leaving old careers, and I just wonder sometimes if there's too many of us out there at the moment. So I'd just love some guidance on that.
The one that's come through really strong as you were talking from my guide, Robin, is that you do indeed have very healing energy about you, but also there's a strong connection even with working with animals and doing healing with animals as well. And
really? I've never been drawn to that. That's very interesting.
There's definitely
I mean, I love animals. I know I have a connection with a passed over pet of mine, a beautiful cat. But that's really interesting. And I'm very happy at the idea to work with animals, but I've never strongly been drawn to it. That's very interesting.
And sometimes when we've lost a pet also, that can sort of pull our energy in that direction.
Sorry, Melissa.
But also, it's very important to remember that, yes, there's a lot of people that are shifting in their work and that are getting into this work, but as you know, for God, however you refer to the divine, creates us all for our individual, what we can bring to the planet. We definitely have a very strong purpose here. As a healer, I'm also picking up that there's quite a strong intuition and that you were drawn to the healing with Deborah King because you feel connected to the healing energy, but it sometimes can be a little less intimidating to go into the healing rather than explore some of the intuition or the psychic ability. You definitely have that as well. So don't be afraid or intimidated as much as you can to really trust your intuition as you're doing the healing, and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your guide as well as spirit or God will be where you need to be with the population of people that you need to work with that only you can do. There's also a very strong connection to I'm being told to, like, young adults in that age group, particularly working with girls, young adults, maybe late teens, early 20s. And
really? That's interesting.
And I think the more that you step to the career and try to feel more comfortable with it, the more spirit will sort of show you that path and what your journey is supposed to be as a healer. But I definitely feel like you're on point. Is there something about this that you're picking up in the chart, Danielle?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot that I'm picking up. a couple things that are jumping out at me. First, I'm going to start with your North Node. So your North Node is basically your destiny in this lifetime of what you're moving towards, your soul. And you have a North Node in Scorpio in the ninth house. So education, obviously, is important, teaching people philosophy, getting your message out. Beyond that, you know, having a North Node in Scorpio, it's really about transformation this lifetime. So shedding all the old layers, so I think a lot of that fear and that doubt, are those are old limiting beliefs that need to be shed. North Node in Scorpio is really the journey of the shaman in this lifetime, okay? So you're definitely going down that path. Yeah, you're definitely going down that path. Having the fact that your sun sign is in the first house and you're a new moon baby tells me a couple things, that it's all about leadership for you. So I truly believe that I think what's holding you back are your limited beliefs. So I would work with an energy healer to remove those because that's blocking your light. There's so much light under there because you're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to be someone that really takes the bull by the horns and jumps in. You know, having your you're an Aquarius, but also an Aquarius rising, okay? And so the ruler of is in your sixth house of work. So having Uranus in your sixth house of work shows me that you're here to do something different, unique. It could be metaphysical, you know, also coupled with your North Node in Scorpio. You're definitely a healer. One thing that I will say that's jumping out, I kind of briefly looked at your transits, and you have Saturn going through your ninth house right now. What that means for you is Saturn is the teacher, okay? So ninth house is about learning and expansion. So right now you are still expanding. You're not. It's not the time for you to really, you know, cement your career down. You're still learning. So continue to learn, continue to grow. Just know that you're going to get there. Saturn is going to hit your career line in February of 2014, but then it's going to go forward and retrograde, and then it's going to go back and hit your career line in October of 2014. So from now until then, it's really about expansion. So expand your horizons, learn everything you can, work on getting rid of those limiting beliefs, and also, you know, just really tap into your true leadership abilities. Also, one other thing that's jumping out at me that I can't ignore, you have transiting Neptune. That is, it's past your sun sign, but it's still kind of affecting your sun sign. And when transiting Neptune is hitting our sun sign, there could be a lot of confusion. But with that confusion, it's also about opening you up to something greater than yourself. So it's spirituality. It's divinity. It's something so beautiful, and that's what I feel that the path that you want to go. So just allow yourself to be uncomfortable, you know, as much as you can, because know that you're learning in that time. So that will, you know, everything in astrology is about cycles, and it will pass. So you're definitely, you're on your way, but right now it's about expanding, removing the layers, opening up that onion, and letting things go and shining your light.
Well, thank you. I was wondering if the uneasiness was just about the change of identity, because I have realized, I've had insights that there's a lot of my old identity that I need to let go, and that's where the discomfort is, that I don't know exactly who I'm going to become, and you know, once that's gone, but that I need to let go of a whole lot about who I've been for the last 35 years. So thank you.
You're welcome. Think,
other astrology charts I've had done showed me to be a double Piscean. Is that what you've seen too there?
No, I'm seeing, actually, it's at 29 degrees of Aquarius, so that, you know, it's on the border, 30 degrees, and it switches signs, so my program is pulling up, but you definitely have a moon in Pisces, so that's where they were getting doubled.
Yes.
So your borderline is a little bit above. Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, but wow, that's reassuring that you saw in the North Node the shaman sign and the healing, so I had wondered if I left my career just 1 year too early, but the timing felt right, so I did follow my intuition. And I think that, yes, this year is about sitting back, taking it all in, becoming ready. So that makes sense if it's going to take off in February, when my next birthday. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you to both of you.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything.
Me too.
Hi, Ariel.
Hi.
My name's Neetu, and I'm calling from Texas. My birthday is June 14, 1989, at 2:20 a.m. I was born in Houston.
Okay, thank you. June 14, 1989, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
And while she's pulling that up, do you have a psychic question that you'd like me to look into with Robin, with my guide?
Yes, please. Yes, please. I was just around the area of relationship. What do you see, I guess, around that?
Okay, hold on 1 second, please. Mm-hmm. I feel as though I don't see a relationship or feel a relationship ending, but I do feel as though there's going to be a big change. It almost feels like shifting in energy of the other person or another person to where mm-hmm. it's going to feel like a fresh start almost with the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel as though the energy has been kind of turbulent in the last, particularly in the last 4 to 5 months, but I feel as though mm-hmm. that's going to get easier because another person or the other person is really in a phase of expanding and also recognizing some changes that they need to make. I think
mm-hmm.
what's really important is to try to support that person just by
mm-hmm.
letting them do what they need to do and know that it's going to get easier and the bond between you and the person will get much stronger. You're actually
mm-hmm.
on your way to a much calmer phase of the relationship. And I feel
okay.
as though you're going to come closer together and,
okay.
and
yeah,
be
we
a
had,
stronger
we,
unit.
Well, with my ex, we had just recently broke up. I think it's been about 3 weeks. And, it was very sudden. I didn't really understand what the reason was, but I guess what you're saying does make sense. Maybe his energy flow is just going off right now.
Yeah.
So do you see him like... Because, like, in my heart, I feel like it hasn't really... No, I'm sorry. I just feel like it hasn't ended. But do you see him, like, contacting me again once he sorts out what he's going through?
Yes, absolutely. Because I don't see, as I mentioned, I don't see
mm-hmm.
the relationship ending. I
mm-hmm.
just do feel like it's going through a turbulent phase at the moment, and things
mm-hmm.
will calm down. It's important that you just kind of wait out the storm, I guess you'd say,
right,
and not push.
Right, that's what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm.
A lot of it has to do with things that he's going through. It really is. It's one of those situations where someone would say, it's not you, it's me, because he's
mm-hmm.
having a lot of frustration with knowing his own identity in his workplace, which is very important sometimes
mm-hmm.
for men to feel
right.
good about themselves, to commit to a
right.
relationship. So I do feel as though there's either going to be a promotion in the workplace or something is going to make him feel more confident in that area,
mm-hmm.
and that will
mm-hmm.
allow him to then be more committed in your relationship and make the bond stronger. But I don't
right.
think
Right, so he didn't lose feelings or anything, did he? Like, I wasn't sure about that. I mean, it was just kind of so he still has feelings for me, I'm guessing, if he's going to
yes.
work at it? Okay.
Yes, because I don't see this being the end at all. It's
okay,
just
great.
Waiting out a storm.
Right. That's what I felt like it when it happened, but I completely understand what you're saying.
As far as Danielle, are you picking up some things about her life purpose or interesting things in the chart?
Yes, actually, one thing I want to say, you know, before you said that you just had a breakup, I was going to ask you if there was a breakup because you wanted to know why it was sudden. Well, Uranus is a planet of revolution, okay? When it comes
mm-hmm.
around and it touches things in your chart, it basically shakes it up to get rid of the old patterns. And when that happens, it's like a lightning bolt, okay? It happens really
mm-hmm.
quickly. Well, you have Uranus right now conjuncting your ascendant, which means it's touching the person that you are. Now, when it
mm-hmm.
does that, it's opposing your relationship axis, okay? So having
mm-hmm.
Uranus opposing your relationship, definitely no surprise here that there was a breakup. Uranus
right.
is about change, okay? So this is the thing. You're changing who you are as well. So
correct.
You have to make sure that instead of focusing on, and I know it's hard because I've been there, so I get it.
Right.
But what,
mm-hmm.
You know, instead of focusing, is he going to call me or is he going to come back? This is the thing. The universe is pushing you up the spiritual ladder right now, is really
mm-hmm.
forcing you to change and to grow and to expand. So you need to make
mm-hmm.
sure that your vibration, where you're going, actually is still going to match his.
Right.
When Uranus energy comes around, it does change things quickly. So he could come back, but they also can leave again just as quickly. So it depends because Uranus energy is unstable. So
is that energy for a lifetime? No.
This is transiting Uranus, so don't worry about that. It's transitory, so it's staying there, but it's a slower moving planet. So what that means is it hangs out by an angle or a planet for a certain amount of time.
Right.
So it's retrograding now, and it's going to pull away from your rising sign a little bit and then move forward. So I would say, I don't have enough time to look up.
Oh, yeah, completely.
Calculations, but this is the thing. You are going through huge changes yourself. And what else is jumping out at me here is your north node, which, again, is your purpose and your destiny in this lifetime, is in Aquarius. Well, Aquarius is all about learning to let go of, your own creative abilities just for the sake of maybe, focusing on your talents, but Uranus is about, Aquarius is about really contributing to a larger whole. So in this lifetime, you're really learning how to become a humanitarian, to dedicate yourself to something greater. Uranus energy is ruling your north node, so the universe right now is pushing you forward on your path. So you have to really ask yourself, I'm not saying this person is right for you or not right for you, but what you need to know is as you keep moving forward, is this person really what you want or what you need? Because you are changing, and this is part of your destiny and your path, the direction that you're going. Okay, so these are big changes. So just keep that in mind. I definitely see that you're a Libra, your moon's in Libra, so and it's in the seventh house, which means partnership is very important to you. That's really part of your basic needs, so I understand that and respect that. But you need to also balance that with this new change that's coming, because Uranus to your ascendant is huge changes and revolution, and again, it's connected to your purpose in this lifetime. So this is really the where your true happiness lies. So what the best advice I can give you is Uranus energy, just expect the unexpected for a little while, okay?
Right.
But it's not going to be boring. It's not going to be boring. I can promise you that.
Because
it's not boring when, someone comes in and shakes you up. So just, work through that. And exactly what Melissa was saying, it's going to be a little rocky for a little while.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Here we go. Lisa?
Yeah, sweet.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, y'all. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm Lisa. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
My, my birthday is 7/3/58.
Okay.
I was born at 1 p.m. Eastern Time in Syracuse, New York.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And while she looks into that, do you have a psychic question you'd like me to look into for you?
Sure. I've been feeling like I'm supposed to leave where I am, but then when I tried to leave, it got blocked. So now I'm staying, I guess, for a couple more years. Just wondering if Robin anything about whether I'm supposed to stay or go or just, I don't know, float around, what?
Okay, hold on one second, please.
Thank you.
I do feel as though you're going to be staying where you are for a little while longer. I say a little while, but at least my guide is saying 2 years. But actually, in those 2 years, you will move to a different location, but close to where you are right now. So there will be a change of energy, but it won't be a drastic move. But then further out, after the 2 years, it would be more of a, more of a distance. I believe the type that you are looking for, I definitely see that in your path. And it's good that you're kind of going with the, because there's definitely people and situations in your environment now that are really important to prepare you for that move that you were hoping for to happen a little bit sooner. So there's definitely, a universal reason why you're still where you are. And just know, I know it can feel frustrating or we can feel stuck, but know in the long run you're going to be much happier once you move and feel much more like the timing is on point. There's this delay, and when you meet the people and situations that you're supposed to in your current environment. And as I said, I do see some small move, which would be a change of environment, but not the type that you were kind of hoping for or looking for right away. But it is in the cards for you. I also see changes with finances and also the job place. So I don't know if there was an issue with moving related to work, but I feel as though there's certain things that you're going to learn or skills that are going to develop where you are currently that you're going to be able to then use in a better degree or a better way by the time the 2 years or so happens and that the bigger move can take place. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Melissa.
You're welcome.
Picking up a couple different things here. Yes, definitely about the move. Before I get to your North Node, right now you're going through a huge transit. You have transiting Pluto conjunct your IC, which is your home and family line, okay? Besides home and family, it's also about your roots. It's about your inner world, okay? So having Pluto there, and it's been there for a while because it's a slow-moving planet, is really about transformation from the inside out, okay? So that's been going on for the last couple years. You know, again, I don't have all the calculations in front of me, but at least, you know, 2011, it's been there and kind of moving forward. It's been close to it. So that's a huge transit that you have. After November 21st of this year, it's going to get lighter, okay? It's moving away from there. So the good news is that you're not going to be under those heavy energies, okay? So it will start feeling a little bit lighter in the sense after November 21st of this year, okay? She was right about, you know, the money stuff. I'm definitely picking that up too because Pluto actually rules your second house of income, and it's also your second house of self-worth. So I think there's some questions here about really making sure that you understand your self-worth, you understand what you value, you understand who you are. So it's really about building this foundation. And I think that, you know, the old foundation has been removed at this point, or at least that was the idea, and you can really now start to build something new from the ashes. So what was there before is now burned down, and you're creating something new. The other thing I want to say about your North Node, again, which is your destiny in the five times node, is in Libra. So Libra is all about partnership, companionship. You're learning balance in this lifetime. So what's natural for you, you have a South Node in Aries. So you are used to doing things, you know, independently, you know, doing things, just kind of taking the bull by the horns, maybe jumping in. Aries energy sometimes is a little too... you know, it doesn't always think about things. It kind of jumps in. And so you're learning to kind of slow down in this lifetime, but still, you know, take charge. Still be a leader, but to slow down, be more diplomatic. You know, less of that fighting energy and more developing skills of balance and working with people. So that's kind of what your soul is learning to develop in this lifetime. And the other thing, I don't know about relationships, but you have Uranus conjunct your descendant, which is your career, which is your relationship angle. So that means I'm curious if something just ended or in the past couple months, did a relationship end?
If you're talking about a personal relationship, no.
It could be business or it could be romantic. It just depends.
No.
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 Okay, so
nothing going on there. It's a desert.
Okay, so this is the thing. So the planets, when they come around, it really depends on what is going on in your life at the time. So if there's nobody, if this is the thing, if you were dating someone, it probably would have ended already. So don't worry about that. What it's trying to do, that Uranus energy is trying to shake things up and get you out of your old rut. So if people come into your life now that are very different and very unique, go with it because you're learning lessons. People might come in that are so different than anyone you've ever dated before, You know, it might not be forever, but it's somebody new, and you're going to definitely learn stuff from them. Okay, so that's the lesson in terms of relationships right now. And, again, that could be business partners, people you work with, anyone, a close relationship that you work with.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Uranus energy is fun and exciting and different. So
I like it a lot.
Enjoy it.
Great. Y'all are right on. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and we're wrapping up the show. Danielle, why don't you go ahead and give out your website? We had a lot of callers. Want to thank everybody for calling in. We apologize that we weren't able to get to your calls, but if you go to Danielle's website, her rates for the work that she does are actually very incredible. So you might
want
to book a reading with her before she raises those up.
Thank you.
So thank you for everybody who called in. Go ahead and give out your website, Danielle.
Yeah, it's Healing Paige, so HealingPaige. So healingpaige.com. Thank you so
much. All right, Melissa, you got 4 minutes. Go ahead.
Yes, it was amazing. Thank you so much, Danielle, for tonight's show. I definitely want to have you back on so we can talk about what's going on energetically, and it was so much fun. I loved working with you. That was awesome.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me.
And just thank you, and definitely check out her blogs and everything. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, please go to M. Hebner for my Twitter to find out what's going on, my YouTube channel, mhebner94, and also my website, which is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Hebner, H-E-V-E-N-O-R.com, and you'll find out everything that's going on in my world. So have a great evening, and thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. If you want to listen to a replay of this show, it'll be available in the archives in about 15 minutes. And you can find out more about this show and other shows by going to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com.